You know, all my work is about gender differences, helping men and women understand each other. But you really, to have good relationships, and we need to have the foundation of good health, or at least hormonal balance. And what I found is that the most current research, up-to-date research, is showing how men and women's brains function differently, how we cope with stress differently, how our hormones are different. And so, I mean, there's astounding new interesting ideas that I think everybody's going to be interested in tonight. Like, for example, women's stress levels, the cortisol, is twice as high as men's these days, and that's in the workplace. And it has to do with when women are doing jobs that involve urgency and emergency and uncertainty, it stimulates a higher level of stress in women, and then they're coming home and their stress levels shoot up even more because they don't have time to do all the things that they want to get done because they're sort of wired up differently. They're not wired up just to sit down and relax when they get home. They're rewired to cook and clean and do all these things. And I know that sounds totally backwards, but you can see that women's brains don't relax when they get home. They become actually more active. And when they don't have enough time, they become overwhelmed and stressed. And now you've got, you know, women coming home who are stressed, and then that makes men more stressed. So we need to understand this difference. And there's some practical things we can do to help resolve the whole situation.
John, when you wrote the book years ago, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, you wanted to really point out the differences between what a guy goes through, what a woman goes through. And you did that very successfully, was well received, bestseller, millions of copies worldwide were sold. As you moved into this work, Venus on Fire, Mars on Ice, have we changed at all as a society, as sexes? Have we changed?
Well, that's a really great idea. The physiology is thousands of years old. It doesn't change overnight or in a blink of the eye, which is the last 20 or 30 years. But what has changed dramatically and radically, more so than, you know, history even points out, is women doing more traditional male jobs. There's a lot of role reversal going on. And it's having a devastating effect on our health, on our wellness, and on the quality of our relationships, which is evidenced by the, you know, the rate of divorce. Mm-hmm. It shifted in 1969. It went from 10% to 50% of divorce because there was legislation that said divorce could become easier. No-fault divorce was implemented. And 90% of the sudden rise of divorce was women leaving their marriages. And this was the foundation of this was, of course, dissatisfaction on both parts. But it was women could now support themselves, and they didn't have to go to court in order to get a divorce. So that has remained steady for the last 50 years, that there's 50% divorce. But what hasn't remained steady, which has dramatically gone up and as evidence of their dissatisfaction, is many, many more people are not getting married than before, almost a 50% increase in the amount of single people than in just 30, 40 years.
Well, and that's a good point, too, because of the divorce rate, John. Women are supporting themselves more. They're not stuck like they used to be, you know, back in the 50s and early 60s, are they?
Right. Well, for hundreds of years, women, I mean, 100 years ago, women couldn't even vote. And go back a few hundred years, they couldn't own property. You know, but suddenly when women have education, when they have the opportunity for careers, they can support themselves. That then causes their expectations in relationships to go up, and it also causes their stress levels to go up, and suddenly their needs in a relationship change. Women today do not know how to articulate those needs to men, and men don't even have a clue as to what these women are needing. And if women were to articulate those needs, often it won't make them happy anyway. That's what I've seen, you know, being a counselor over 35 years now, is that so often women say things like, you know, I want a man in touch with his feelings who'll open up and share. Well, if I train a man to do that, which I thought was a good thing 25 years ago, a month later the woman comes back saying, you know, I didn't realize he had so many problems. I'm not turned on to him. Or, you know, I love him. I care about him. But, you know, I feel like he's a child and he's so sensitive. His feelings get hurt. I have to walk on eggshells. So often what women say they want when they get it, it's not going to make them happy. So, you know, I spent my career, my life, focusing on finding real practical ways to assist women in being able to be realistic in their expectations of men in order to find balance in their lives so that they can get the kind of support they need in order to be happy, because men aren't going to be happy being married to their wives if their wives aren't happy. You know, as a marriage counselor, hearing people who want divorces, when a man wants to leave, his main reason is, no matter what I do, it's never enough to make her happy. And when a woman wants to leave, she's saying, you know, I give and I give and, you know, I never get what I need. It's literally her saying, I'm not getting what I need, and him saying, I'm doing everything I can, but it's never enough to give her what she needs, so might as well give up. So that's, in a sense, the theme of the title of the new book, which is Mars on Ice, whereas Venus on Fire. Women are overwhelmed. Men tend to lose interest in relationships. Now, this very interesting parallels a physiological phenomenon which is occurring today that's never happened before in our history, and that is there's a massive hormonal shift taking place. For example, if you look at the testosterone levels of an indigenous person, they peak around 20 years old, and they'll last till 90 or 100 years old at the same level. The average 35-year-old man starts decreasing in his testosterone by 1.5% every year. So he gets back to about around 50 years old, he only has half the testosterone levels. The average 40-year-old man today has the testosterone levels of a 70-year-old man just 30 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
So these are huge drops. I mean, huge, significant drops. And why that's so important, this new book, it's about the hormone differences and what's happening in our culture. And we'll explore why this is happening and what we can do about it. But for men, and this is the National Institute of Health says that one of the number one risk factors for heart disease in men is low testosterone. The lower a man's testosterone levels go, the higher his risk of heart disease. Now, the flip side of this is testosterone is not really that important to women. Men need about 30 times more in order to be healthy, whereas women have very low testosterone levels relative to a man. But what they need to cope with stress,